It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday morning, we say hello to Candace Wakeman, Marketing Manager, ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well.
Well, it's it's good to have you here. As always, Candace, always sharing some good ESB Financial information. And today, we're going to talk about savings. You can call it, a rainy day fund or emergency fund, but it's something we all should maybe have with us, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, you can call it a rainy day fund, you can call it an emergency fund, or you can call it just a savings account. It's really whatever you want to call it. But, you know, having a resource of cash to handle your financial surprises of life can keep a road bump from turning into a sinkhole. And so today I have a few tips just to kind of talk about how to get started with your emergency fund.
All right, Candace, why should we be saving money for an emergency fund?
Well, you can always be responsible and try to do everything you want, you know, in your power to prevent these things happening in your life. But, you know, something still happens and, you know, you have that huge bill that you didn't see coming. Well, unlike a vacation or a new appliance, an emergency situation isn't optional. You can't say no or maybe next year. It's usually a here and now, and you have to deal with it. Saving for an emergency fund, it should be important, and it should be kind of one of your expenses you have in your budget every month. And being prepared will hopefully help you avoid financial hardship later.
Yes, indeed. So how much money should we keep in this fund?
Well, just like saving for retirement, saving for a financial emergency will vary from everyone. So we always suggest building up at least $500 to give you a little cushion, but a better dollar figure is what your budget looks like. And so always say, ask yourself, if you had to pay $300, $500, or $1,000, what would be possible and would it be difficult? And like as always, I say, you know, every situation is different, so just do what's best for you.
So what's the best way to get started and then grow this emergency fund?
Yeah, well, for starters, you need an account where you can easily get your money if you have an emergency come up. We do suggest not having that a part of your checking account that you use for your groceries and bills and any other, you know, everyday expenses. A savings account might be the easiest option for you, but as always, do what's best for you. Especially if you're starting small, savings accounts probably is the best way to go. And then one of the easiest ways to reach your goals is to automate your savings. So if you have a direct deposit with your job and your paycheck, use that and be able to set a specific amount going into your emergency savings. So that way, it's out of your mind and you don't have to worry about it. And then one of the best ways to help your emergency fund grow is, you know, as your budget increases or changes, make sure you change that savings goal as well.
Good tips, and it's always good to have that emergency fund there for those emergencies. Candace, do you have a money message for us?
Well, if you don't have an emergency fund yet, don't freak out. But also, don't wait for a rainy day to wish, you know, you had a rainy day fund. Start saving, and increasing your savings today will help you in the long run, I promise. And remember, it's never too late to start saving money. And as always, feel free to give us a call at 620-342-3454 anytime, as we'd love to help you figure out what situation and what works best for you.
Sound information as always. Thank you, Candace.
Thanks, Ron.
That's Candace Wakeman, Marketing Manager, ESB Financial. Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.